everyone, and welcome to Voices of Brittany 28 under 28. This is Miss Waymeyer coming to you live from one of my favorite places in the whole entire world, St. Louis Wing Company, on this beautiful Wednesday. Yes, haven't been here in a year, and I have one of my beautiful best friends that I haven't seen in a long time. Her name is Ashrielle McDowell.
Hi, everyone.
Say it again to the people listening.
Hi, everyone.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I can't even do it. We still can't do it.
So me and Ash used to work together. She was my lovely dance teacher, and our relationship grew to bestie status. Mm-hmm. But she's going to be featured today on our episode because she is a wonderful, amazing dancer, educator, and just an overall beautiful Black queen that has impacted a lot in the city of St. Louis with her company. And so we're gonna get to know her and just how dance has impacted St. Louis. So Ash, take it away. Just inform the people, what do you do? Like, give them some knowledge. Let's drop some knowledge.
Assistant Artistic and Executive Director of Consuming Kinetics Dance Company. Some of you may know us as CKDC for short. I've been with the company since about 2015. I joined as a performing artist, and eventually, I think 2018 is when I became the assistant director. I was just part-time. I was working in schools. I taught at a few schools, and of course I taught at Brittany Woods for 2 years with Miss Waymeyer, and I just recently became full-time maybe half a year ago. It was like around May when I became full-time with CKDC as a full-time director. It's been an exciting journey. Huge change because I became full-time during a pandemic, so trying to manage that. But I really do love CKDC. We bring a lot to the arts community in St. Louis. You know, I feel like St. Louis has a lot.
Oh my gosh, guys! Our food is here! Thank you. So like I said, this podcast is all in real time and natural. We have gotten our food. So
yes.
Let us share a little bit of tips. So there is a wonderful place, St. Louis Wing Company in St. Louis. It is off Manchester Road. It has some of the most awesome wings. I have Red Hot Ripple wings with the ranch. And I got a vest, and it is so good. So we're gonna take a little break while we eat, and we're going to talk about how Ash impacts St. Louis and Black dancers and awesomeness. All right, everyone, we are back. So real talk about these wings. These wings are awesome. We had an amazing chow down, and it was great. We're in like a carb coma, and it was just so great. But we're gonna get back on topic. So like I said, I'm here with my wonderful friend, best friend Az. She is an amazing dancer with so much credit. We are talking to her about dance in St. Louis with her wonderful company, and she is going to be filling us in a little bit more. So tell us a little bit about your company and just what is its foundation? What is your purpose? Why do you love your company so much?
Well, so CKDC is a 501c3 nonprofit here in St. Louis, and we are a professional dance company first, but we also offer we specialize in offering adult drop-in classes for anyone. A lot of our classes are beginner accessible. We also have a really awesome youth program, and we award need-based scholarships to students and adults as well to take classes. Our performing company is pretty awesome. We have two professional dance concerts a year, a spring concert and a fall concert. Our upcoming spring concert is the last weekend of April, and it's called Human Disturbance. Each of our costumes concerts, I can't speak right now, still in my food coma. Each of our concerts have a theme that we work on that each choreographer based their piece on. And so our concert is called Human Disturbance, and it's just about, you know, the things that are happening in the world, global warming, climate change, you know, the food industry, and pollination and things like that. Like, how can we be better humans and, you know, make this world a better place, and what actions do we need to take? So this concert is just bringing those things to awareness to make a change. So really excited about that. And it'll be our first concert since the pandemic, so that's really exciting. And
I think, like, really quick, the theme of Human Disturbance, I think, is a beautiful representation of what's going on. Don't you agree?
Oh, yes. I mean, this is, like, we originally planned to, do this concert before the pandemic hit, and we were just like, oh, my God, like, wow. It's kind of like we predicted that something like this at a global lens was gonna happen. So we're just like, what? And like, our concert for the fall is themed revolution, and that is, you know, we're gonna be talking about topics of like social justice and things like that. And we were hoping to do that back in the fall of 2020, right around the election time. And so we're just like, man, this whole entire season for 2020, we just kind of like predicted all of these things, but we ended up not doing it because of the pandemic. And now we're just moving everything to 2021, but it's still very relevant today. So, you know, I love CKDC because we use art as a way to create change. And we, you know, people who are artists, we already know this. We already know that, you know, the arts are so important and that the arts save lives. But, you know, some people don't quite understand that, you know, but we do. And so we're just really excited to create change with dance.
And I think that is a really great thing that Ash had just said that we should take notice of, is that art saves lives. And with the human disturbance that is going on in our world today, think of the little things that we can do to change and impact. One of the beautiful things, and I've been there to witness one of the performances, is that CKDC has a wide range of diverse individuals from all different backgrounds. And you could find a piece of anyone in society in there. Can you speak a little bit more of the company members that you have?
So I'm glad that you mentioned our diversity. We've always strived to be a very diverse company and to represent the members of our community, the members of St. Louis, you know. And so we really, really thrive off of that, our diversity. And we and it's beauty and diversity. And actually, one of the questions that we ask our artists who audition in their interview is, can they define diversity without using the word different, just to see where their mindset is? And we've gotten some pretty beautiful answers. And
can you say an answer? Do you know one?
Let me see. Someone said diversity is just normal. It should be normal. And we were like, huh, you know, we never really thought about it that way. Like, diversity should just be normal. Like, there shouldn't be any, you know, any arguments about, like, why things should be segregated or why things should be the way that they are. Because, you know, we're all made beautiful, and we all have things that we contribute to this world to make it a beautiful place. And so diversity should just be normal, you know. And so that really stood out to us, that answer.
I really love that answer of normal. Diversity is normal. I really love that. I think I'm going to share that with my kids tomorrow, because I think a lot of people don't know how to define normal, if there really is a normal. So, Ash, I love you. You are one of my best. You are my sister. And I am so glad I'm able to share her with you guys today.
If you want to take a class, you can go to www.ckdc.org/education and check out our class schedule for our adults and our youth.
Yes. And so also, I will be posting in the blog area and just a variety of different channels on how you can support this wonderful company. Like I said, The Human Disturbance project that they are doing is very important. We need to support our artists. We need to support the arts. There is a lot of struggling artists going on, and your contribution to help diversify the normal is what's needed, and just every little bit helps, especially the Black artists here in St. Louis. So we appreciate you. Ash, thank you for being with us for Voices of Brittany 2828. Thank you, everyone. And remember, Black History Month is just not always celebrated in February. It could be celebrated all year round. Waymire out.